there are a lot of things I don't understand. But luckily, we have David Branch, commissioner of the Ontario Hockey League, on. And he's going to reveal all to us right now. David, you're going to have to tell me how, if I, as a referee, how am I going to be able to, what is it, going to be a two-minute penalty for body contact?
I was hoping you were going to carry on and explain how we could do it.
Yeah, no, I'm at a loss for this, my friend. I truly am.
No, I appreciate that. The interesting thing is that we all know we've got some challenges for our return to play, starting with the border situation, looking at the fact that right now we can't have spectators, et cetera, et cetera. The playing rules obviously are a factor of return to play, but we haven't even broached that. We haven't dug into that. And I really can only say that at the right time, there will be good discussion and, you know, looking forward to that discussion, quite frankly, but we have nowhere even scratched the surface with it. And, it's as simple as that in my mind, Jeff and Stephen.
Well, I understand, and you do have a bit of runway here before this, you know, the tentative season's start is scheduled. So I assume there's a bunch of things in play here. But just to kind of put the body checking thing to bed as best we can, David, if the Ontario government, in fact, continues to say what, you know, Lisa McLeod seems to be saying right now, like today, saying that body checking won't be allowed, is that in any way a no-go for you guys? Like, would you say, okay, we will play with no body checking, even though body checking is, you know, kind of a fundamental part of hockey, and, you know, we're a little skeptical about exactly how risky that might be from a public health basis. Like, do you fight to try and fight that fight, or do you just say, okay, we'll try and make it work?
Yeah, Stephen, we haven't even contemplated that, quite frankly. And, at the end of the day, so much of what we're attempting to do is to provide the opportunity for our players to get back on the ice. And, we have to take them into consideration here and what's best for their development and ongoing development, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if there's studies that really clearly state, point out that body contact is a contributor to the spread of the virus, then obviously we'll have to look at it. But we've not looked at it yet, and that's a bit of a hypothetical question, Stephen. So I don't wish to enter into that realm just yet.
Well, I'm sure we will. We will cross that bridge at some point, David. I understand what you're saying. So, okay, so let's talk about some of the other fundamentals here now. We have talked over the years at length about kind of the economics of junior hockey and the economic, you know, situations of some of your, you know, not all of your operators are in the same situation as others. It's a really, there's a lot of different business situations in the different towns. If you can't put fans in the stands this season for this 40-game season, and I know that you're like every other sport, you're probably hoping that by the end of that season, maybe it changes and maybe you can get limited capacity. But if you're budgeting for this season with zero gate revenue, how are some of your teams going to get through it?
Some teams would be extremely challenged to do that. And somewhere along the line, at the right time, once we know exactly what the terms are going to be for being able to play. If it is no spectators, we're going to need some financial support. And that's something else that we must address with government, both federally and provincially, as we move forward here.
Has that discussion, we know that the Canadian Football League, for instance, went through that discussion in the fall with the federal government, eventually kind of fell on deaf ears. Have you entered into that discussion? And again, I know we're not talking hypotheticals. We're talking, you know, probabilities here, and I guess degrees of probability. But have you entered into that discussion with the provincial government or the federal government? Or, and again, the other question I would have you entered into that discussion at all with the National Hockey League? You know, are there other stakeholders here who might have an interest in you guys playing?
Yes, we have not entered into any discussion with the National Hockey League. nor do we wish to, quite frankly. They support us now under the terms of the player development agreement that we have with them. And it appears to me that they have some challenges possibly going forward as well. We've not introduced anything to the federal or provincial government yet, other than we must consider this at the right time, depending on conditions around financial support. As you may know, Stephen, in the province of Quebec, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League-based teams, there's 12 of them, are each being funded significantly, I might point out, by the provincial government.
Mm-hmm.
And their teams in Atlantic Canada are not, but yet the teams in Atlantic Canada have been granted the ability to have a certain percentage of spectators right. at their games. So they've got a bit of a blueprint there that we're all looking at. And I know that the Western Hockey League is also, you know, exploring that to see just what might be there, et cetera. So that's a very important piece to our return to play.
Now, we also know that the Q resumed play, then had a stoppage of play for the Quebec teams. Those teams are, I guess, finally scheduled, are going to return this weekend. Have in terms of the logistics of starting up, David, how much sharing of information has there been between the leagues? You know, and I'm talking about the logistics of testing and getting players to and from games and successfully concluding the game. Have you been able to tap into the Q's knowledge base yet? And has the WHL done the same thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, first of all, you know, adversity sometimes, you know, really, I think, sees other things develop which will be beneficial for the game, for leagues going forward. And hockey at all levels have really been open, starting with the National Hockey League. They have run a couple of special forums for us on return to play that leagues like ourselves and our partners in the Canadian Hockey League, et cetera, are part of, along with other leagues in the U.S. But so that part has been really, I think, really, really important. But in terms of what you brought up about our partners in the Western Quebec, we have 3 conference calls minimum scheduled per week. And during each one, we trade off on experiences, best practices, et cetera, et cetera. And Quebec has been the leader. I mean, I give Gilles Courteau, their commissioner, you know, all the credit in the world that he's been able to affect some conditions that allow them, their teams, to return and play. So, yes, we are learning. And what we do and what we've all done, and in the OHL's case, we have submitted our return to play document with the province for their consideration. And where the province has been really good, it's not yes, no, or maybe. They look, they consider, and they come back and they give us some guidance. And I think that's been critical. And quite frankly, it's been a real positive takeaway. And I can say the same thing with the federal government and PHAC on the border crossings. Everybody's trying to help. Whether or not we can arrive at the necessary level of being able to do the things that are necessary for the best interests of the players, safety, and fans, et cetera, remains to be seen, certainly, here in Ontario.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the border, Dave, so let's talk about the other obstacle that you guys face. Because, you know, and other sports have faced this as well, obviously, which is the international border. You have 3 teams in the States. The Dub has teams in the States. The border is open for some business traffic, but it is otherwise closed. There has not been an exception made for sports so far, although the Blue Jays tried to negotiate that. The situation is changing and fluid, but my math would suggest that you're going to be, by the time you guys go to training camp, if this schedule holds, you're probably not going to have an answer. The border's still going to be closed as it is now, and you're probably not going to have an answer about exactly when it's going to reopen. is do you have a plan in which those American teams play among themselves in the United States? Do you have a plan in which they relocate temporarily to Canada for player movement across the border? Like, it's, you know, this is all out of your hands, I understand, but I just wonder what, you know, how you've kind of game planned it.
Yeah, it's all part of the process. I mean, we've been challenging ourselves, Stephen, on various concepts, as you point out. You know, not unlike what undoubtedly, and I don't know this to be the case, but what Major League Baseball did, which resulted in the Blue Jays playing in Buffalo, you know, as an example. So we have three teams in the U.S., as you point out. In the West, they actually have five in the Pacific Northwest. So they have, I'll say, a situation, which isn't all that bad when you consider the fact that they can play within their division, and it's a good bubble, shall we say. With three teams, it becomes a little bit more awkward, and we're trying to address just to what you said, how we can possibly do that. We don't ideally wish to relocate any of our teams, but we're hedging our bet that some things will start to open up. We'll have a clearer picture in the new year, and we'll be able to confirm our plans and how to best go forward here.
Dave, if everybody gets to the finish line here, you know, the Q and the Dub and you guys, what would Memorial Cup 2021 look like?
Well, as you know, Stephen, we had to cancel it last year. I mean, you know, we stopped play March 11th, couldn't complete our final portion of our regular schedule, didn't have any playoffs. So our desire is to ideally have a Memorial Cup. And I mean, it's the dates are June 17 to 27. We really pushed that as far as we could, we feel. And we're still hoping that we'll have a champion from each of the three leagues converging in Ontario, who's the host this year, in either Sault Ste. Marie or Oshawa, who have bid to host this year's tournament. So that model is still in place, and that's what we're hoping that we'll be able to do.
David, really good of you to join us. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.
And as well, you, Stephen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stay in touch, Dave. I think we'll be talking again.
I think so. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye.